February 19, 1913, the divine will is like opium for the soul. The creature does nothing other than want Jesus to do everything in her. Continuing in my usual state and having received Holy Communion, my always adorable Jesus told me, "My daughter, my will is like opium to the body. The poor patients who have to undergo an operation, the severing of one leg or one arm, are put to sleep with the opium. With it, they will not feel the sharpness of the pain and, after they wake up, they will find themselves with the results of the accomplished operation. If they haven't suffered too much, it is thanks to the opium. Such is my will, the opium of the soul, which puts to sleep the intelligence, the love of self and the self-esteem, everything that is human. The opium of my will does not allow displeasure, slander, suffering, or a state of interior pain to penetrate deeply into her, because it keeps her as if asleep. But with this, the soul still finds herself with the same effects and the same merits. Even more, oh, how much she surpasses them, just as if she had deeply felt that suffering. But with this difference, opium for the body has to be purchased and cannot be used often, or every day, and if a person wanted to overuse it, he would become dazed, especially if he is of weak constitution. On the other hand, I give the opium of my will gratis. It can be taken at any moment. The more often the soul takes it, the more light of reason she acquires. And if she is weak, she acquires divine strength. After this, I seemed to see people around me, and I said to Jesus, "Who are they?" And Jesus, "They are the ones whom I entrusted to you some time ago. I commend them to you, watch over them. I would like to form this bond of union between you in order to have them always around me." And he pointed out to me one in particular. And I, "Ah, Jesus, have you forgotten about my misery and nothingness, and the extreme need I have? What shall I do?" And Jesus, "My daughter, you will not do anything, just as you've never done anything. I will speak and operate within you, and I will speak through your mouth. If you only want it so, and if there is good disposition in them, I will offer myself for everything. Even if I should keep you asleep in my will, I will wake you up when necessary, and I will let you speak to them. I will delight more in hearing you speak about my will both in vigil and in sleep."